This is Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report, and we have a very troubling story coming to you from TheGuardian.com, which is a UK-based paper. As you can see from the screenshots, it says that migrants from West Africa are being sold in Libyan slave markets. Now, this should not be so surprising to people. In a number of Arab-run countries, they openly practice slavery. Sudan is one of the countries. Saudi Arabia is another country. But they are saying in Libya, since the United States overthrew that country, now has open markets where they are dealing in the trade of African flesh. Open slave markets targeting Africans in the country. Now, let me go ahead and read a little bit from this article. It says, UN, and they're talking about the United Nations is the source of this story. UN Migration Agency says selling of people is rife in African nation that has slid into violent chaos since the overthrow of Gaddafi. West African migrants are being bought and sold openly in modern-day slave markets in Libya, survivors told a UN agency helping them to return home. Trafficked people passing through Libya have previously reported violence, extortion, and slave labor. But the new testimony from the International Organization for Migration suggests that the trade in human beings has become so normalized that people are being traded in public. The latest reports of slave markets for migrants can be added to a long list of outrages in Libya, said Mohamed Abdikar, IOM's head of operation and emergencies. The situation is dire. The more IOM engages inside Libya, the more we learn that it is a veil of tears for all too many migrants. Now, you won't see Donald Trump launch any missiles into Libya because the government in Libya right now is being backed by the United States. Again, this all goes back to the overthrow of the U.S. ally at the time, Muammar Gaddafi. Check the record of Libya becoming a U.S. ally, which they did in 2005 during the Bush administration, agreeing to give up their chemical weapons as one of the conditions for them to normalize relations with the United States. But what we saw, that led to the downfall of Libya and its leader, Gaddafi. Once the Obama administration, with Hillary Clinton running point as Secretary of State, decided that it would be in U.S. interest, not your interest, not my interest, but in U.S. corporate interest to use these terrorists to overthrow Libya, and so that they could then transfer some of the Libyan weapons stockpiles to Syria to arm terrorists there. While the overthrow was happening, there was reports going to Hillary Clinton that the U.S.-backed terrorists were assassinating black people on site. They called it ethnic cleansing. This was revealed in her emails, as you will see here from this next story. Emails prove Hillary Clinton knew Libyan rebels were conducting ethnic cleansing and supported them anyway. What Huff discovered in emails was Secretary Clinton being briefed by a trusted advisor, Sidney Blumenthal, on an event in Libya where Clinton's public statements appear to contradict her private understanding. The issues range from the early presence of special forces and Al-Qaeda-linked militants on the ground to the material motivations of France, which was gold and oil because, of course, Gaddafi talked about liberating African countries with a gold dinar as the African Union currency for the entire continent. And, of course, more evidence that Clinton knew the claims about Gaddafi issuing Viagra to troops for rapes were bogus. But perhaps the most troubling revelation is that Secretary Clinton was being explicitly told that the Libyan rebel forces were conducting racially charged massacres of black Africans under the rationale of labeling them foreign mercenaries. In an email on March 27, 2011, Blumenthal informed Secretary Clinton that a Libyan rebel commander told him that his troops continued to summarily execute all quote unquote foreign mercenaries captured in the fighting. And so, you know, Susan Rice was also one of those who were pushing those lies. President Obama himself was talking about Gaddafi was killing his own people, when in fact who he was killing and trying to capture was the U.S.-backed terrorists that they used to overthrow the country. Again, the motivation based on email seemed to be to transfer Libyan weapons to the terrorists in Syria overthrowing the country. So we reported on that back in 2011. There were lots of videos uploaded to YouTube showing these Arab mercenaries working for the U.S. government terrorizing and executing black people. These were uploaded to YouTube, but did the mainstream media focus on that? No, they did not. Are they focusing on the atrocities that's happening in Libya right now? Well, I'm pretty surprised that TheGuardian.com is actually publishing this article. But again, so many people want to think that Donald Trump was the worst choice. You know, there was no choice in 2016 election. There was no choice, unless you are one of those people that want to claim there were no scandals at the Obama administration, which means you have to ignore the ethnic cleansing that they were engaged in, which probably means you're ignoring the open slave markets that they have. Because why? Because it would taint Hillary Clinton and Obama's legacy, and that's more important to the political fanatics out there who worship these celebrity figureheads. All right, this is Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio news report, and we're going to close this report out with comments from the war criminal Hillary Clinton upon hearing about the murder of head of state Muammar Gaddafi, which was against U.S. law. You can't call for the murder of a head of state, which Hillary Clinton did, but again, these laws only exist for the common people, not for these crooks and criminals who are operating on a global scale. So here is that video of the sick Hillary Clinton laughing it up with a mainstream reporter about the murder of Gaddafi.
So, I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed
videos. Yes, we came. We saw, he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
Support the efforts of the independent media by making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. Visit us online at blacktalkmediaproject.org.